Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. The Chinese president stressed the significance of strengthening prevention and control measures against desertification. This was part of Xi Jinping's inspection in Baiyunnur, Inner Mongolia. President Xi emphasized the long-term benefits of anti-desertification efforts on China's ecological security and the sustainable development of the nation. Russia and Ukraine have accused one another over the destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine, leading to widespread flooding. The Novokakhovka Dam supplies water to Crimea as well as the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, both under Russian control. Authorities say there is no critical danger to the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, the largest of its kind in Europe. Evacuations near the dam are ongoing, with claims that water could reach critical levels within several hours. Stuart Smith reports.
Well, the Dnieper River, where the dam was holding back, flows southwest towards the Black Sea. And so on the left side, on the eastern bank, you have Russian-occupied territory. On the west side, on the right bank, you have Ukrainian territory. So that means an evacuation is now underway, both by Ukrainian administrators on the right side of the bank and also the Russian leaders on the left. They started that evacuation a few hours after it was first confirmed that the dam had breached, and the officials in the largest town that's likely to be affected initially denied reports that the dam had breached, but it was clear very soon, about an hour afterwards, that indeed there was flooding and massive flooding on its way.
Honduran President Xiomara Castro has announced a visit to China this week. Castro said on Twitter that the visit will focus on bilateral ties and exchanges on politics, technology, trade, and culture. Meanwhile, China's officially inaugurated its embassy in Honduras following the establishment of diplomatic relations on March 26th. Dong Shui has details.
According to a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin, this is another big step forward since China and Honduras had established diplomatic ties nearly 2 months ago. And he said that it's a good sign for the bilateral relations to grow, which again demonstrates that adherence to one China principle serves the best interests of all, especially to both China and Honduras, as well as the people in both countries. He added that the embassy will serve as a bridge connecting the two countries to enhance political mutual trust, to strengthen cooperation, as well as to enhance friendship between the two sides.
China has strongly criticized Japan's plan to release nuclear-contaminated water into the sea, calling it extremely irresponsible. Director Zheng Ke-chan of China's Atomic Energy Authority said the disposal of contaminated water affects the global marine environment and public health. Iran says it's proposed a plan to form a naval alliance with Saudi Arabia and several other countries in the Middle East and South Asia. The commander of Iran's navy reportedly says the countries have realized that only cooperation with each other brings security to the area. There are no further details on the proposed alliance. Media reports also mention that the Iranian sides also broached the plan with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Qatar, Iraq, Pakistan, and India. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the country is facing an especially severe wildfire season this summer. Authorities say Canada could be on track for its worst ever year of wildfires, as blazes are burning in nearly all Canadian provinces and territories. Wildfires have forced more than 120,000 people from their homes. A top official says the European Union's pushing online platforms such as Google and Meta to label AI-generated content. EU Commission Vice President Vera Jourova says the purpose is to fight false information.
We want the platforms to label the production of AI in the way which the normal user, who is also distracted by many different things, but normal user will clearly see that this is not the text or the visual produced, developed, created by real people. This is the robot speaking. So for us, it's important that there is a speed, so immediate labeling and clarity.
Lionel Messi's father says that, if possible, his son wants to return to FC Barcelona next season. The Argentine forward left the Spanish club 2 years ago to join Paris Saint-Germain. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.